Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and I got to give a quick plug to our website, which is DurangoBusiness.org. And a reminder, tomorrow is coffee at Carver's, so that's coming up, and you can come down at Carver's, and we're going to actually talk about Valentine's Day gift ideas. So with that, Peak Physical Therapy, Stephanie Roberts, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Glad to be here, Jack.
Well, I got to ask, so physical therapy, I've been there. And, of course, as soon as I leave, I kind of forget all the different things I should continue doing. I want to ask you, what do you do at Peak Physical Therapy that could be preventative maintenance? So I don't have the blown out knee or something and then have to, you know, go through rehab.
Well, Jack, there's actually a lot of things that we can do with that. If you were a current patient, hopefully by the time you're done, we've given you a lot of home exercise programs mm-hmm. to help maintain what you've learned and continue on your path. Or we do offer services where you can come in proactively
uh-huh. right.
and learn maybe some different flexibility or balance or strengthening things based on what you need to work towards if you're getting ready for the Iron Horse or, you know, ski season.
Yeah. Well, or the lack thereof, maybe, but no.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I would think, too, that, you know, because I'm the kind of guy that, you know, sits there and goes, oh, I got to go rake the leaves. So I go out in our yard and I rake the leaves for 2 hours. And the next day, my shoulder hurts because, I, you know, that repetitive motion, you don't think of that. So
exactly.
When you talk about giving exercises you can do at home, so I'm the kind of guy that goes, all right, I could carve out 20 minutes to 30 minutes. Is that something that is doable? Because I always think of, you know, you have to work out. You're, you know, it's an hour in the gym or whatever.
Absolutely. 20 to 30 minutes would be great. I actually try to incorporate with people having them do things as part of their regular daily activity so they don't mm-hmm. actually have to carve out any extra time for it.
Oh, wow.
For example, like let's say you have a balance issue. Well, you can easily work on your balance while you're brushing your teeth. You could stand on one leg.
Oh, sure.
While doing dishes or something that you're doing already. You know, doing a commercial break, get up and do a few exercises
uh-huh.
if you're watching a program. So that way it doesn't have to be so tedious. So like you have to carve out time for it. You can just do it as part of your regular day.
Well, and you mentioned earlier just, you know, the flexibility. And I would assume I'm 53 and I know when I played sports, I was soccer, basketball, very, you know, I want to say athletic, you know, and say I was very good, but I was athletic. And now I can barely do the things to flex that is flexible. Is that like a root of issues for people my age?
It absolutely can be. As we age, we tend to stop doing the things we did when we were younger. So
right.
we can, it's that old adage, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Uh-huh.
And that can be with flexibility. It can be with balance. It can be with strength, all of those things. So as we stop using those certain ranges of motions, we then lose the ability to do that. So it is always a good idea to add a little bit of stretching, you know, some strengthening, obviously some cardio, but also balance mm-hmm. activities into whatever it is you're doing.
Well, you know, and you mentioned the balance activity, and I noticed the other day I was shuffling my feet and I actually caught my foot on something and about went, you know, and just kind of did a little stumble. I'm like, what is up with that? Is that kind of a reflection of something that's going on?
It could be, absolutely. There are a lot of things that go into balance. Vision can affect balance. Different medications can affect balance. If you're taking more than 4 medications, or especially if they're medications for high blood pressure or depression,
right.
they can affect your balance. Just not paying attention as well
okay.
can do that. Loss of strength, loss of range of motion. Just a simple thing for that would be practice walking at different speeds, because you know when you lose your balance, mm-hmm. you kind of stumble to catch
right.
up. So just start walking a little faster and then slow it down and then walk a little faster just to kind of get used to changing speeds.
And kind of being aware, I think too, you know, I do that with posture, just being aware of how I walk by, you know, a window downtown and I look over and go, oh, I'm slouching and stand up straight. So look, I should be paying you for this, you know, advice, I guess. So let me ask you, do you have to have a doctor's referral to come into physical therapy over at Peak?
That is a great question. Colorado is what we call a direct access state mm-hmm. for physical therapy, so you don't necessarily need to have a referral from a doctor unless your insurance requires it.
Right.
And certain insurances do, such as Medicare uh-huh. or your Medicaid, a lot of your government-funded ones. But you should be able to check your insurance and see if
Okay.
If that is necessary. A lot of the other ones like Rocky Mountain, Anthem, Cigna don't necessarily require referrals. So you can refer yourself to physical therapy if it's something that you think would be helpful.
And so what's the best way to get in touch with you? And I should ask where you're located as well.
The best way to get in touch with us is by phone. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 970-259-9366. We are located at 129 County Road 250. Kind of catty corner from Bread, in between Affordable Automotive and the pawn shop.
Oh, yeah. No, but I know right where you're at.
In the Animus Square.
Yeah.
And yeah, we also just got our website live, which is peakptdurango.com.
So peakptdurango.com.
Yep.
Very cool. Yep. So can you go into, like, with on your website now that you just launched it, you were telling me off air, but with that, you have like a scheduler, you know, where you can see all the different types of things that you offer?
Yes, we do have a list of services. We have a list of
diagnoses
we treat. Yes. And there is a way to contact us. We don't currently have a way to like schedule yourself,
right?
Because we want to know that we schedule you for the appropriate amount of time, where you know, an initial evaluation may take a little bit longer than a follow-up appointment, or if you have multiple things going on, we might want to give you a little more time.
And I always tell people on your website, you probably have your phone number prominently displayed, right?
Prominently displayed.
Very good. Very good. So now if, let's say, you know, you don't have that, just the pain, you know, like the knee is hurting or whatever. How long does it take for an evaluation when somebody comes in? Is it a half hour? Is it an hour? What can someone schedule in and anticipate?
We normally schedule about 45 minutes for the evaluation, but people are normally there for at least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because after we get done, we do try to do something to make you feel a little bit better.
Right.
Maybe put you on some electrical stimulation or some ice or something like that.
Yeah.
So we spend about 45 minutes with you, and then probably another 15 minutes with a treatment like that.
So I'm going to ask you, you know, because you mentioned off air too, I mean, that you're getting certified in, you're going to go through a course now in dry needling.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Now tell me the philosophy and the why dry needling works. I've heard that it's one of those things that where you take the needle, it's kind of like acupuncture, you get there, and then you can actually hook up the little stim thing, which causes the muscles to fire more than just regular like stimulation or whatever.
Right. Well, Jack, I haven't actually taken the course yet, so I'm not going to be probably super well versed in it.
Yeah.
But it does use the very small needles like acupuncture. It works on a little bit different philosophy than acupuncture, where mm-hmm. we're actually sticking the needles into trigger points that can hopefully help increase blood flow and decrease pain, increase mobility.
Right, right. So you'll go to the and when do you take the course?
In February, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. So we will be able to start offering dry needling right after that.
Okay, and then can I get you back on and we can talk about that?
Absolutely.
Maybe I should come actually to your practice over on County Road 250 and just do the radio show from there.
Oh, that sounds great.
You know,
we can just stick needles in you right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'd be like, okay, Jack, now stretch. And you'll be like, yeah, okay, maybe not. So I have to, you know, actually Don Roberts from 24/7 Fitness, he was our presenter at Lunch and Learn, and he talked about just, you know, the things that you can do kind of like along with the physical therapy idea, but big body motions. So I'm assuming, as you mentioned, watching TV, you could give me or anybody during a commercial break, get up off the couch and even just sitting on the floor and put your legs straight out and just leaning forward and stretching those hamstrings.
Stretching the hamstrings, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could sit on a ball, one of the exercise balls, while you're watching TV and do some core stabilization while you're doing that as well.
So this isn't, you know, having to, like you say, carve out a ton of time.
No.
Wow.
You do not have to.
Now, let me ask this, because you also do pre-surgery and work with people. Because I'm sitting, okay, so I feel like I'm just, you know, spilling out all my ailments, but bad knee, bad hip or whatever, and sometime I'm going to have to go in and have surgery. I fear using crutches, because I'm always afraid I'm going to, you know, not put the crutches down or try and step off and launch myself off a step.
Well, you could use a walker.
Wow, I do have one when I got for my birthday a few years ago. It has a little horn on it, you know, turned that big 5-0. You know, I could use that, and maybe I should.
Yeah. But no, I think what you're getting at is, are there things that we can do pre-surgery to help the rehab process go better? And absolutely, we can teach you how to use those assistive devices beforehand instead of when you're like on medication and now more unstable. Sure. So it is helpful to know those things in advance, as well as get your range of motion as good as it can be before surgery, and get your strength as good as it can be before surgery. Those should aid in the rehabilitation process.
Well, and just even the rehab, I mean, as simple as, okay, so let's say you have a bum knee or whatever it is, and you go, how am I going to put my shoes on? How am I going to take a shower? How am I going to use the restroom? How am I going to get dressed?
Yep.
You can actually, through Peak Physical Therapy, show people that prior, so they have a little bit of what to expect.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And just maybe some different devices that might maybe help you around the home, like a shower chair after surgery or a raised toilet seat. There are definitely things that we can help talk about and, you know, figure out how to get those if you think you will need those.
Right. Well, and I think too, just asking the right questions, because if you're, you know, you're not sure, and you guys are the professionals where you can say, have you thought of this? I mean, do you have to step into your shower over to the or do you have one that's just a walk-in that you can actually use, and, you know, maybe you should start using that.
Absolutely. Because a lot of times people don't think about that, and then they're home and they're like, oh my goodness, how am I gonna get in my shower? How am I gonna put my shoes on?
Right.
I live alone. How am I going to get my meals?
Huh.
You know.
Very cool. So these are all things that I'm going to have to obviously come in and talk to you guys ahead of my surgery that will be inevitable at some day, right?
There's a chance of that, sure. I don't know any of your history, so you're...
Well, I've just puked it all out on you. I mean, come on. You obviously should know it by now, right? Now, what are the different ages that you work with? Do you work with, you know, everyone from, you know, kids on up to, older than me?
We usually see kids from 5 to, you know, I've seen patients as old as 98.
Wow.
We don't do a lot of the pediatrics, the young ones. We can, but that's not really where we shine.
Right.
We do see a lot of the geriatric clientele, which are super fun. It's just really fun helping them get back to, you know, being able to play with their grandkids or, you know, getting back to playing pickleball or whatever that may be.
Absolutely. Well, and that's something, too, I think that's probably rewarding in your business, because you can see that progress.
Yes, absolutely.
And see what people are doing. And you can also see if they've done their homework.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. So we got about a minute left. What have I forgotten?
Goodness.
A pop quiz on you right there.
Pop quiz, I know. I think we've covered it all. You know, we see a lot of different conditions from neurological to orthopedic to balance issues to vestibular problems. We really kind of run the full gamut of the things that we treat.
And if somebody, let's say, does come down and they've done something, do they need to schedule an appointment, or can someone show up and say, you know what, I was driving by and I know I'm just walking in? What do you recommend?
I definitely recommend calling, but we do offer like a free 15 to 20 minute consultation. So maybe it's not, you're not sure if physical therapy is something you would benefit from. You can come in and talk to us, and we can discuss that. But it is better to schedule.
Yeah.
Schedule that time.
And again, your website?
PeakPTDurango.com.
Peak PT as in physical therapy, yes. Durango.com.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, I probably should come in and see you. You know,
absolutely.
As well as everybody else out there. And because, again, the physical therapy to me is one of those things that preventative maintenance can go a long way. And it's so encouraging to hear you say, you can just do this while watching TV and a physio ball, which I have, and just sitting there doing some exercises.
Right. And we don't have to accept things as, oh, well, I'm getting older, so this is just the way it's going to be. There are things that you can do, and age is not an excuse.
Oh, darn it.
I know, right?
I know. Okay. All right. I'll give you a holler. Phone number one more time.
970-259-9366.
All right. So you will take me as a patient?
Of course I will.
All right. No excuses.
No excuses.
Well, we're going to let you get back to work. See, it wasn't too bad, was it?
No, it was great.
See? Piece of cake. Again, Peak Physical Therapy, located on County Road 250 across from Bread, kind of in that general area on the west side of 250. Mm-hmm. And the website is peakptdurango.com.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.